Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 7th. You'll be interested to know, 24 years ago, today in the year 2000, the U.S. presidential election concluded with a statistical tie between Democrat Al Gore and Republican George W. Bush, leading to a contentious legal battle that was ultimately resolved by the United States Supreme Court on December 12, 2000. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high, medium-period swell on Thursday, remaining knee-high on Friday and Saturday. All mornings will be clean, with light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoons. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 1+ feet until noon. After that, it's fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming high tide, when the northeast swell is 1 feet at 12 seconds and the offshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 5 foot just after 11:30 a.m., with a 1/2-foot low tide at 8:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 43 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high around 67 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 51 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday and Saturday with highs near 66 and 63. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 53 and 54. Patchy fog is likely Sunday morning and Veterans Day morning, but expect mostly sunny conditions with highs near 63 and 62. A slight chance of rain showers is possible Monday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a dramatic incident unfolded in Carlsbad this week when a driver suffered serious injuries after driving off a cliff following a police pursuit. The Carlsbad Police Department was assisting the San Diego County Sheriff's Department with a pursuit that began minutes earlier. After crashing into a fence, the vehicle sped off, prompting a chase that was called off due to safety concerns. Moments later, the vehicle plunged off the cliff on Carlsbad Boulevard. The driver, who sustained life-threatening injuries, was transported to a hospital and is expected to survive. The investigation is ongoing. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Baltimore, the Ravens at 6-3 host the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 4-5. Expect fireworks as Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, both tied for 20 TD passes this season, face off again. Baltimore's formidable run defense will challenge a Bengals ground game that finally showed life last week. Ravens are favored by 3, with an over-under set at 54. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Grizzlies 131-114 in Memphis. LeBron James delivered a stellar performance with 39 points, 15 rebounds, and 3 assists. Meanwhile, Jaren Jackson Jr. scored 20 points with 8 rebounds for Memphis. Despite their efforts, the Lakers now stand at 4-4, while the Grizzlies improve to 5-4. Tomorrow night, the Lakers take on the Philadelphia 76ers, who stand at 1-5 at the Crypto.com Arena. Tonight, the Kings at 8-3-3 host the Canucks in the City of Angels. The Canucks, 6-2-3, face a tough matchup with Kings Alex Laferriere leading in goals. LA, with a strong home record, looks to maintain their dominance at Crypto.com Arena. In top news, Canada has ordered the dissolution of TikTok's business operations in the country, citing national security risks. However, Canadians will still have access to the app and can create content. Canada's innovation minister stated that the decision was made based on evidence collected during a review of ByteDance Limited's operations. TikTok announced plans to challenge the order in court, arguing that shutting down their Canadian offices would eliminate hundreds of well-paying jobs. Meanwhile, Canada has already banned the app from government-issued devices due to privacy and security concerns. In business news, small-cap stocks are experiencing a significant surge following former President Donald Trump's electoral victory. The Russell 2000 Index jumped by 5.8% on Wednesday, marking its best daily percentage gain in nearly 2 years. This index, representing the smallest 2,000 companies in the Russell 3000 Index, is approaching record territory. However, analysts caution about sustainability. The Federal Reserve's recent pivot to lower interest rates could benefit small caps, yet rising long-term treasury yields may increase borrowing costs, potentially triggering a recession. The question remains, is it time to shift investments from large-cap stocks to small-cap and value equities? In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $75,400. Ethereum is just over $2,700. And Goetzius Maximus is about 79 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Bay Area has been chosen as the location for the National Semiconductor Technology Center, as announced by Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday. This center will be established in Sunnyvale, funded through the Biden-Harris administration's Creating Helpful Incentives to Produce Semiconductors and Science Act. Newsom emphasized California's role as a leader in technology and innovation, highlighting its talent pool and top universities. The center aims to enhance the United States' semiconductor design and production capabilities, addressing concerns over reliance on foreign manufacturing. It is expected to generate over $1 billion in research funding and create more than 200 jobs over the next decade. Entertainment news. Clint Eastwood's new film, Juror No. 2, has faced an unusual and limited release strategy from Warner Brothers. At just 93 years old, Eastwood directed this legal thriller, which has received positive reviews, yet only premiered in 28 theaters. Although it grossed $5 million internationally, Warner Brothers will not announce domestic box office figures, indicating a lack of confidence in the film. This decision follows a trend under Chief Executive David Zaslav, who has prioritized financial concerns over Eastwood's legacy. As Eastwood remains silent, many wonder if this strategy will backfire once audiences see the film. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.